Now let's move from natural resources to a cultural resource, music. A new $250 million museum in Phoenix is collecting the tools of that trade. NPR's Ted Robbins visited the Musical Instrument Museum.
Instead of Name That Tune, let's play Name That Instrument. That's a trumpet, of course. Now try this one. A fiddle? Nope. It's a murin hur from Mongolia, a stringed instrument with a body that looks like a square guitar. It's held in the lap and played with a bow. That's a guitar. You might have guessed, but you'd never guess that its body is made out of a rectangular Castrol oil can from South Africa. These are three of 10,000 instruments in the collection of the Musical Instrument Museum. The MIM, as it's becoming known, calls itself the world's largest global instrument museum. But when you first walk in, it's sort of a shock.
The museum is quiet, even though
It's one of the most quiet museums you'll ever be in because everybody is listening to the sound through the headphones.
That's museum director Bill DeWalt. The headphones make sense. The place would have been cacophonous with all the instruments playing out loud. Instead, wireless headphones activate when you walk up to a display, which has the instrument itself and a video showing a musician playing it in its native setting. The experience is private, just you and the headphones. But it's also communal, since the person next to you is hearing the same thing at the same time. Carol Gadd is making her second visit here, this time without her family, so she can concentrate on the differences in musical cultures.
Yeah, especially the Latin American countries. I thought I knew a lot of the beats, and I guess I was wrong, like the Cuban beats and the Puerto Rican beats.
Some of the individual instruments here are iconic. For instance, the museum has the light brown upright Steinway piano John Lennon used when he composed Imagine. Lennon's piano is on long-term loan. Most instruments were bought from collectors or found in utterly remote places. Museum director Bill DeWall tells the story of a curator trying to get Somali instruments, but she couldn't get into Somalia.
And so what she was able to actually do was to embed herself in a UN convoy that was going to a refugee camp in eastern Kenya, Somali refugees, and she was able to collect Somalian instruments from those refugees living in the camp.
The building and the collection were financed by Bob Ulrich, the founder and former CEO of Target Stores. Instruments from 200 countries are on display. Each is different, yet overall, a drum is a drum, whether it's from New Guinea or Africa or North America.
Music is something that is played in the same kinds of situations everywhere. It's played for celebrations, it's played for funerals, it's played as part of military pageants. People everywhere in the world have felt this need to create these amplifiers of human emotion.
Now, thousands of those emotion amplifiers are in one place. Ted Robbins, NPR News.